You're tuned to KCBX, listener-supported public radio here on NPR One with KCBX News. I'm Tyler Pratt. Earlier in the week, we reported on a police checkpoint to make sure bicyclists in San Luis Obispo had bike lights. California law requires cyclists to have a front light and a rear reflector when it's dark out. But at Wednesday night's checkpoint, police weren't giving out tickets, and I was there. Cal Poly students swarmed the intersection of California and Foothill Boulevards in the evening, going to and from campus on bikes, on foot, skateboard, and in cars. And at 6 p.m., it's now dark out, and there aren't a lot of streetlights.
Our bike accidents in the last couple months have, like, doubled or tripled.
That's San Luis Obispo police officer Caleb McCormick.
Sometimes it's the bikes are at fault. Sometimes it's the other cars are at fault just because there's traffic so bad here.
So a few officers like McCormick and a handful of volunteers stood along the bike path Wednesday night, making sure cyclists were seen.
Free bike lights!
A lot of people haven't had them, and since the time has changed, they're kind of not prepared. So we're giving out free lights, and we've given out a couple hundred already. Everybody's been happy because they're getting a free bike light. It's better than a ticket.
They handed out 400 bike lights. Some students like Natalie Seelenfreund and Jack Maffin already had lights, but were using them wrong, with red lights up front.
It points the wrong direction, so it's always nice to have more.
I don't like just using the red light because I feel like I don't get seen as much, and I got a 3-mile ride home, so it's better with the lights.
What many students didn't have on, at least while this reporter was on the scene, were helmets. A recent national report found that head injury is the leading cause of bicycle-related deaths. But there is no helmet law for adults in California. Yet. With KCBX News, I'm Tyler Pratt.